Welcome to Inside New Mexico. I'm Derek Underhill, and each week at this time, I have a conversation with the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico, our former congressman from the 2nd Congressional District of New Mexico, Steve Pierce. Steve, another exciting week in New Mexico. How are things going for you?
Yeah, they're going well. We just had a huge turnout at a Lincoln Day, Lincoln-Reagan dinner in Ruidoso over the weekend. And either the guy that started the Babylon Bee or one of the keys there to the Babylon Bee came in and was their guest speaker and really did a great job. One of the things that he pointed out was that the Babylon Bee keeps getting fact-checked for satire. I mean, they don't be the truth. They declare to be satire, and they're continually fact-checked by the left. The left hates them because they hate people who laugh at themselves and laugh at others. But that was a great evening there in Ruidoso. But got a great show today. We're going to talk about corruption and what the problem with corruption is, since the House of Representatives, Bruce Westerman, is looking into Secretary Holland, who happens to be from New Mexico.
Let's talk about that corruption.
Well, you know, there's a saying that corruption breeds incompetence, and incompetence breeds a lack of hope. And that's what we find in New Mexico. Until we can stop the corruption, we're not going to change New Mexico drastically one way or another. This corruption that Secretary Holland is being criticized for in the House of Representatives, the Natural Resources Committee, Bruce Westerman is the chair of that committee. Know him well, served with him, and know that he will stay on the issue. But it's surfacing that Secretary Holland's daughter works for the PAA, that's the Pueblo Action Alliance, that's an environmental activist group that does serious lobbying. But then it turns out that her husband is engaged in doing consulting in work that is related to DOI actions. And so that would sound like this if he were to go into your office. Look, my wife is the Secretary of Interior, and I'm consulting on this issue. You might want to use me. And the implication is, if you don't, that you won't be treated well. And so anytime that possibility exists, that's even a deeper level of corruption. And then people have to use a consultant that may or may not know anything. That's the position that the Ukrainian company found itself in when Joe Biden's son presented himself as an expert in oil and gas. Well, he didn't know anything at all about oil and gas. They just paid him, I think, $50,000 a month. And that was several million dollars. But it was because his father was in the position he was at that time, vice president of the country. And so this corruption problem that we're facing is very serious. Now, that PAA had lobbied heavily against the oil and gas drilling in the Crown Point area on the Navajo Reservation there. And Holland, who is Native American herself, put that oil and gas off limits for decades. And now then the Navajos are saying, wait, if we can't make a living, if we can't earn enough to eat, how in the world are we going to get by? And so they've taken a very hard position against Secretary Holland. But obviously, she was influenced by this PAA who her daughter works for. But she herself was aligned with them before going into office. You're supposed to look at these issues with nonpartisan view and consider all viewpoints. And you have to ask if she was really considering all viewpoints when she put that oil and gas off limits. And her daughter works for that environmental activist group that supposedly is working on behalf of the Pueblos.
Now we turn to Israel, Hamas. It just seems like the whole world is out of control.
Yeah, the world is out of control. The one super nation stands aside and expects everyone to just follow in line. The superpower, of course, is the United States, and Joe Biden is super weak. And so when he stands aside, then chaos reigns. The world needs someone that has strength to explain where the rules are. So when Donald Trump said that we'll bury you if you go in and try to destroy Israel, they understood that he meant it. When other presidents have drawn a red line in the sand, they knew they meant it. World War II, people knew that Franklin Roosevelt was going to prosecute the Nazis and Japan. And he joined with all the other allied partners to fight the evil empires of Germany, Japan, and Italy. And eventually we defeated them, but only through a tremendous effort and a much loss of life by American soldiers. But the world doesn't believe that Joe Biden is going to do anything. And so you have Iran that is lining up with Hamas. Of course, Hamas claims that they're the governing power for Gaza. Then on the northern part of Israel, you have Hezbollah that is in Lebanon, and they are making claims that they're going to come in from the north end, Gaza Strip, with the Hamas is on the southern end of the country. And so you can imagine that that's unsettling to the Israeli people and to the Israeli government. And so they are saying they're going to strike hard at anyone. And they've actually said that they have mapped out every single person that participated in the raids to kill those 1,200 people, kidnapped the others, and still holding almost all of them hostage. And so the world is in an uproar because Biden is weak. People sometimes don't like strength, but what it does do is discipline the nations who would get out and try to take advantage of our weakness. China is moving hard around the world because of her weakness. Russia looks like they're trying to string that war in Ukraine out forever to bleed us for military resources. Joe Biden is asking the Israelis to kind of hold off on any actions because we don't have the ammunition to give to them. We don't have the weapons to send to them. We've expended most of those. We left a lot in Afghanistan. Then we have not replaced the ones that we've sent to the Ukraine. So not only is his administration corrupt, but they're also incompetent. And that's causing people to look at this unsettlement in Israel and say, wait, I don't know if the world can survive it. All we need is somebody with strength to be in that office of president, but it's not him. And I don't think any Democrat is going to be able to bring that strength. They don't understand the value of military strength. They don't understand the importance of military tactics and strategy. And so typically you'll find them saying, well, we don't want this to expand into World War III. That's exactly what President Johnson, the Democrat president during Vietnam, he and his Secretary of Defense, Walter McNamara, who had never been in the military, never understood a thing about the military, but they said they didn't want to provoke World War III, as then they cost 55,000 American lives, strung the war almost 20 years. When we could have won it in the first weeks with a heavy bombing campaign like Nixon carried out in 1972. That brought Vietnam to the negotiating table. But strength is an important element of the world political order, and there's only one superpower, that's the U.S. And when the superpower acts like a weakling, the world gets into chaos.
It'd be nice if the United States didn't have to be the world's policeman. I understand that, but when we're not, a bad actor will step in. It creates a vacuum.
That's exactly right. And so that's what we're seeing.
Could the terror attacks that happened in Israel happen in the United States with our open southern border? Steve Pierce and I will talk about that and more in just a moment on Inside New Mexico.
Attention, New Mexico veterans. If you were honorably discharged from the U.S. Armed Forces, you've earned state and federal benefits, and the New Mexico Department of Veteran Services is standing by to assist you. State benefits include a veteran's property tax exemption, education and training, and transportation services. We can also assist with claims for federal VA benefits. The state of New Mexico and this radio station thank you for your service. More information at nmveterans.org or 1-866-433-8387.
Thanks for staying with us on Inside New Mexico as I continue my conversation with the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico, Steve Pierce. And Steve, we're seeing the terrorist situations we're talking about in Israel, and now there's concern from some pretty significant people in our government that those terrorists are coming across our southern border because it's wide open.
We have warnings from the CBP. The Border Patrol says they've stopped a record number of people on the terror watch list at the southern border. The Daily Caller has an article where the feds are warning that Hamas and Hezbollah could be crossing the southern border. All of this is at a time when, again, looking at the corruption in our state government, the corruption breeding incompetence, so our governor doesn't have a clue that what she's doing on guns is facilitating and making people more vulnerable at a time where we're being warned that terrorists are actually coming into this state. Now, when you say that, people say, well, that they're not really doing anything here. I would beg to differ. If you remember in Taos several years ago, there were the remains of that three-year-old boy that were found in the tunnels of that compound up at Taos, and he was the son of one of the terrorists in a terrorist organization that was based in Taos, was training people. And just last week, five people, including the father of that boy that was dead, were convicted in federal courts of terrorist activities. And so it's not just that the terrorists crossing the southern border, it's that they are here and established in camps and training terrorists. And so when the governor says, we're going to take away your guns over here because we want to stop this crime, meanwhile, she doesn't do anything to the criminals who are actually committing the crime. She just takes away the guns from law-abiding citizens. And more people are feeling uncertain. And that uncertainty is now moving into registered Democrats, because I'm hearing from the gun stores that for the first time ever, a lot of Democrats are showing up to buy guns because they feel unsafe from crime. They feel unsafe from this threat of terrorists who are being convicted here. We know that more terrorists are crossing the southern border than ever before. The statistics from the Border Patrol are showing that to be true. So you have a time when New Mexicans are just really unsettled. Now, again, there's an interesting chaos that's building inside the Democrat Party. So you have Democrat governors and mayors who are being inundated with these illegal aliens being sent to their communities, their states, and they're saying, wait, we don't have the budget to solve this. You've got to send us money from the federal government. Well, Joe Biden is spending all that money in Ukraine. He's spending all the money fighting terrorists in other areas, or he claims to be fighting terrorists. And so he's saying that he doesn't have the money to send to the states to help them pay for illegals here. Well, the key is to stop the people from crossing the border. And again, he and the representative from the Southern District, District 2 in New Mexico, Representative Gabe Vasquez, and Biden don't believe that the wall is going to work. Well, it worked under Trump, and it will work. Even now, then, DHS Secretary, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, is citing an acute and immediate need to waive dozens of federal laws to build a border wall in South Texas, where illegal immigration has surged. Mayorkas says that he's going to use his authority provided by Congress to waive 26 different federal laws in order to build that fence. So Biden's own Secretary of Homeland Security is contradicting his boss and saying we must have the fence, while Biden says, well, it doesn't work, and he's never been to the border, he doesn't care about the border. When he went to El Paso, he didn't bother traipsing along the border, even into New Mexico, which is just a few miles away. So he and his border czar, Vice President Harris, have made a mockery of trying to enforce border security, and now then Secretary Mayorkas is faced with trying to clean up their mess.
That's got to be a hard pill for him to swallow, because they ran on opposing the so-called Trump border wall.
Yeah, I know. And so
it's racist, remember? How come it's not racist now?
Yeah. And what is going on right now in the 2nd District is that Yvette Harrow is polling ahead of Representative Vasquez simply because he's taken stances without having a clue what they mean. He's got staffers who are telling him what to do. And then when the truth turns out to be opposite, people say, well, that wasn't the way he said it. And so we'll see. That's going to be a very interesting race. As we've said before, we are pursuing the redistricting case. But I talked to Yvette Harrow over the weekend. She is hard at work all across the new 2nd District that was picked up by the Democrats in order to defeat her. She almost won last time. And with the change in perspective from voters about the border, about crime, about the status of health care, then I would guarantee you that there's going to be a change. That's one thing that you are certain to find is when people get discouraged and angry, then they're going to vote differently. Now, this crossing the border, we really need to take a quick look at that, because the people who come across the border are definitely needy. They need work, so they're going to be taking jobs. Now, 7.5 million people that are documented, 7.5 million people that we know about have crossed the border, and almost 5.2 million of those are young adults, so definitely in the age needing work. But then they also need benefits, because if they don't have work, they're going to be applying for Medicare, Medicaid benefits, and TANF benefits that they get them, food stamps and whatever else comes from the government for people who are coming in here. They, of course, need health care, and already our health care system is strained to the limit, and especially in New Mexico, because of the regulations and the fear of the lawsuits, not as many doctors will stay here, and so health care is extremely stressed in New Mexico because of the policies of the Democrat governor and the legislature. So people coming in here illegally are going to need health care, but they also need places to live, so that's going to drive the rent up for the lower income people. So all in all, you wonder why that New Mexico's economy is in bad shape, why that we don't have enough jobs for the people who are here, why the pay is low. And it's one of the contributing reasons is that open border that lets people come here and work for less than, say, the average American would work for. One of the things that really got national attention was our press release. You remember the Democrats out of press release that said that the governor of Texas should be required to take down that fence that he put up. We put the fence up because people were crossing into the U.S. in New Mexico and then coming right across in El Paso. The border, it kind of wanders around back and forth there in that region. So he just put the fence, that razor wire, along the border in New Mexico and Texas to keep the illegals from coming into Texas. So the Democrats put out a harsh press release about him. We responded with a release that said we were definitely on the side of the governor, that anyone who would work to secure the border should. And so we complimented him. They put out one that then was fiery that says that it damages the environment. Now, that makes me wonder, because if you've ever seen the area where illegals cross, the environment is damaged beyond belief. There are plastic bottles stacked up 3 and 4 and 5 deep along some of those trails. But then the backpacks that are thrown aside when people actually cross into the U.S.
Not to mention the diapers.
Yeah, the diapers, the clothes. And then they're saying that that razor wire may hurt some of the immigrants. Well, why aren't they speaking up when the young girl and murdered along that trip here? They're happy to use them when they get into this country. And the Democrats don't seem to care about that pain. So it makes me wonder when I see these kind of news releases by our friends on the other side of the aisle, because it just shows you how much out of touch they really are.
Well, Steve, I think it depends on what the cause is.
If you go to a football game and you're sitting in the stands, and then when you leave the football game, think of all the trash that's underneath there in the football stadium. That's exactly what it looks like when you go on one of these trails where millions of people are coming. They just casually drop the candy wrappers and the food wrappers. They drop the dirty diapers. They drop anything that they don't want. They don't care about the environment. It'd be nice if the Democrats would get a block party of Democrats together and go down to the border and start cleaning up the mess that's left there by these millions of people who are coming across.
Steve Pearson, the Republican Party of New Mexico, got some national radio attention last week. We'll find out about that coming up on Inside New Mexico.
National Guard and Reserve members are true leaders, both in the military and in the workplace. They are highly skilled and get the job done every day. Employer support of the Guard and Reserve, ESGR, can help you recruit top-notch service members to your workforce. Hiring Guard and Reserve members is good for your business and good for your community. Visit esgr.mil/employers to learn more.
Welcome back to Inside New Mexico. I'm talking with the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico, Steve Pearce. And Steve, you got mentioned on a national talk radio show last week.
The Regular Joe Show was pleased to read the announcement about DPNM and our response. So we want to listen to a clip of that show, if you would.
Two big pieces of news out of the great state of New Mexico. We've been talking a lot about them recently, with their crazy left-wing governor who once tried to take away people's right to bear arms by declaring a health emergency over guns. Well, that's one piece, but apparently the insanity knows no bounds. Now you have a debate where the Democrat Party of New Mexico has said that they oppose doing things to stop illegal aliens. I mean, at least they're being honest on the record, right? I mean, you have them calling out Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who has been struggling with illegals that are entering in through New Mexico, then entering into Texas. So he's put up some barbed wire and some wire fencing to try to prevent it. You would think, okay, that's a good idea. Again, especially in light of this problem we're having where, I mean, it was just in the last few days, two Iranians on the terror watch list were stopped at the border. So, I mean, again, this isn't about, oh, you don't like Mexicans. No, this is about, we don't like terrorists. But the Democrat Party of New Mexico, in a statement co-authored by the Texas Democrat Party, claiming that the razor wire is a waste of tax dollars, will harm the environment. Yes. Yes, that's the problem. The environment. And could injure vulnerable migrants. They also say that the Republicans are avoiding the real issues. Now, I don't want to be like too on the nose with this, but if you don't want to get cut by razor wire fencing, I'm going to go on a limb here. You know what you do? You don't try to climb over it or get through it. That's just, I mean, it's a pretty straightforward concept. In part, the statement said Republicans everywhere think that harmful border stunts will serve as a distraction from the real issues facing working families in our country. Okay, so illegals coming over, flooding into the country, costing taxpayers tens of millions of dollars to house them, give them health care, feed them, set them up in better situations than a lot of Americans are right now. That's not a real problem. I mean, we can talk about all kinds. Would you like to? Let's have that conversation, Democrat Party of New Mexico and Texas. Let's talk about inflation. Let's talk about all the things that the open border does. Let's talk about fentanyl. Let's talk about human trafficking. Let's talk about the out-of-control crime in all of the major blue-run cities in this country. Sure, you want to have a conversation? Let's go for it. Let's have that conversation. Now, I've been complimenting the Republican and conservative response, particularly in Albuquerque with the illegal gun ban that the governor's been trying to push out. And once again, the Republican Party of New Mexico immediately responded to the Democrat Party of New Mexico and Texas in their joint statement. And in theirs, they said, it's unbelievable that the Democrat Party of New Mexico would call to remove any barrier from along New Mexico's southern border when fentanyl cartels, human trafficking, and members of terror watch lists pour through the open border daily. This from Steve Pierce, who is the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico. According to the release, there have been 7.5 million border crossings since Biden took office, including more than 1.6 million gotaways. And that's the ones that we know got away. More than 100,000 Americans have died in 1 year from fentanyl overdoses, twice as many deaths as the Vietnam War over a 20-year span. Bernalillo County, which is where Albuquerque is one of the top 10 cities with the highest fentanyl overdose deaths. The statement goes on to say, when will progressives realize their careless policies are frighteningly dangerous? And they're absolutely right. Pierce goes on to say, we appreciate the Texas governor taking border security seriously. Unlike New Mexico's Democratic delegation, who've chosen to ignore the cries for help from our southern border communities entirely. I think it's fantastic that they're going toe-to-toe with them. And I don't get to do this often, but the good people at the Republican Party in New Mexico sent this to me, so I have it. Seems to me, again, I'm not on the ground in New Mexico, but we hear from a lot of great listeners in New Mexico. It seems to me the Republican Party of that state is stepping up its game. They're doing their best. It's not an easy fight. It is there's a lot of strong blue sentiments, certainly in the elected body. But I think just like we see across the country, in New Mexico, you see an awakening by just the simple facts. People, they can tell you all the wonderful stories they want. When you look at your paycheck and you see the results, when you see people dying from fentanyl overdoses, when you see what's coming across the border and what the implications of that are, they can spin all the stories they want in the mainstream media. Your elected Democratic leadership can say all the lies they want. And I'm on all their email lists, and I get their emails, and I see them on Twitter. And I mean, they're really full of themselves and full of it. But the thing is, they're not fooling people the way they think they are, because you can listen to the lies that they're spewing, or you can go with what you're experiencing, what you're feeling every day. And that is something that I think any state party that wants to see a change in 384 days, which is the next big presidential election. I mean, there's some local elections between now and then. They need to tap into that and show people that there is an alternative. You don't have to just do this. There are alternatives.
As we wrap up, let's think about the elections that are coming up. You can vote now in person, and I would request that you start voting as early as you can. Republicans typically want to wait till Election Day, but that's too unpredictable, and the Democrats have a lead that is almost impossible to overcome at that point. So get out and get your friends to vote. The number of people who will decide this election will be probably around 2% of the population. So when you say, well, the Democrats have more people registered than us, keep that number in mind, that 1% or 2% of your town are going to decide who the next city councilors are. They're going to decide who is the school board, and your school boards are going to decide what the curriculum is. They're going to decide if your son or your daughter, if they're questioning something about their sexuality, then the law currently allows the school counselors to advise a sex change operation to your kids when you don't even know about that. And so if you want that to change, you're going to have to vote for different on the school board. And those elections are going on right now. So take a look at the ballots, get informed before you go in. You can look at the RPNM website, and there's a spot on there that talks about the constitutional conservatives, that is, the Republicans who are running for any of these local positions. So get informed and get out and vote, and then take your neighbors to go vote. It's that important.
Thank you, Steve. And for our listeners who would like to find that information on the Republican Party webpage, the address is newmexico.gop. If you'd like to speak to someone in person, call party headquarters in Albuquerque at 505-298-3662. That's 505-298-3662. For Steve Pierce, I'm Derek Underhill. We look forward to meeting with you again at this time next week on Inside New Mexico.